Murder by Accident by Veronica Healy. Read by Julia Franklin. Side 1.
I wouldn't try to get out if I were you. The handle on the front door's been wired to the mains. Other things too. So be careful what you touch. Ha ha!
The front door slammed shut. Was it a bluff? Or was the handle electrified? Ellie backed away from the door.
Be careful what you touch.
She put her hands down at her sides and looked around her. She wouldn't touch anything, no, not anything, till she was sure it was safe. She spotted the phone by the overturned table. Dare she try it? Would that be electrified too? They couldn't afford to let her go. She would have to die, preferably in another accident. Sooner or later, she would make a mistake and come into contact with one of their little surprises. If she touched anything which had been booby-trapped, she wouldn't just get a mild shock. It would kill her. Ellie Quick was worried. Recently widowed in her early 50s, she was adjusting well to the change in her lifestyle. But, like most women, she could worry about several things at once. She worried most of all about her daughter, Diana, who had just got the sack. Diana would want Ellie to rescue her, and Ellie really didn't know how. If she refused to help her daughter, Ellie dreaded to think what Diana would do. Ellie loved her only daughter, of course she did, but she had to admit that Diana could intimidate for Britain and was capable of doing, well, almost anything to get her own way. Ellie tried to think about something else. The recent gale had loosened a gutter at the front of the house, and the toilet in the bathroom was not always flushing properly. Well, those were two problems that she could fix. The builders she always used were working next door. So she went into her garden and had a word with them across the hedge. The boss man wasn't there, but one of his men, he was doing well and had taken on a couple of part-timers recently, said they'd try to fit her in, sure, no problem. She said she'd leave a key where they could find it. That was one worry the less. Except that her builders were always busy, and now she worried that they might forget her little jobs, which after all couldn't compare with the money they'd get from building the conservatory next door, or replacing windows, or, well, almost anything, really.